broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The first in the nation Iowa caucuses are getting underway.
I'm Matt Piper in Des Moines, Iowa, and we have some preliminary entrance poll data from early arrivals to the caucuses. CBS News says the state caucus leans Trump based on the entrance polls. Caucusing itself is beginning right now throughout the state of Iowa, and the state GOP tells me that smaller precincts with not many caucusers will start to report results within this hour. Each person votes, and then all of those votes are sent in either via app or the head of that caucus can call a hotline. The head of the Iowa GOP says they do not use the same software as Democrats used 4 years ago that gave a lot of issues, so they do plan to have final results sometime tonight. I'm Matt Piper in Des Moines. Now with more CBS News, here's Jennifer Kuiper.
At least 12 people have died in a half dozen states due to winter storms and extreme cold. There are wind chill warnings and advisories in the country's midsection, including Texas. In Dallas, a couple used a leaf blower instead of a shovel to clear snow. Residents in Kalamazoo, Michigan have stocked up on essentials. Dave Zanger says he had to pick up a little something for his neighbor.
I had to pick up beer for my neighbor who plows my driveway for free, so got to make sure he's taken care of.
Severe weather has shut down schools in Denver and the same in Chicago for tomorrow, where the wind could make it feel like 30 below zero. The United Nations is sounding the alarm over the worsening humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
Life-saving relief is not getting to people who have endured months of relentless assault at anywhere near the scale needed.
Guterres pleads with warring parties to respect international humanitarian law and protect civilians. Diamonds are a deal these days. CBS's Wendy Gillette explains why.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Marilyn sure had that right, and now they're a girl's BFF, selling at up to a 25% discount in some cases, according to Bloomberg. Diamond company De Beers cut prices as more diamond deal seekers opt for cheaper lab-grown gems, sinking sales numbers. The cheaper prices include diamonds between 2 and 4 carats, easily cut into smaller stones for high-end bridal rings. But there is a catch. The company is no longer allowing buyers to reject stones. Lab diamonds are up to 85% cheaper than mined diamonds, and it's very difficult to tell the difference.
The Buffalo Bills advance in the NFL playoffs after beating the Pittsburgh Steelers 31-17. They'll host the Chiefs next Sunday. A ground collision of two planes in Chicago over the weekend sparks an FAA investigation. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Sawyer, and I'm Shannon.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tens of thousands of people in Wisconsin have had to endure the coldest weather of the winter so far without power to heat their homes and businesses. Most of the outages are in southeast Wisconsin, where We Energy says it expects to have all the power back on by midday Tuesday. Arctic air is forecasted to keep highs in the single digits through Tuesday. A bipartisan bill would decriminalize having up to 14 grams of marijuana. Under the bill, anyone with less than 14 grams would not face criminal charges but would have to pay a $100 fine. It would also lower the penalties for being caught a second time. Several Wisconsin cities have already decriminalized possessing small amounts of marijuana. Assembly Republicans introduced a bill to legalize medical marijuana last week. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Packers advance in the playoffs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was a stunning win. Green Bay 48-32 over the heavily favored Cowboys in Dallas. Aaron Jones rushed for 118 yards and scored 3 touchdowns. Jordan Love threw 3 touchdowns and had nearly a perfect quarterback rating of 157.2.
It's been a long season. We've been counted out. Can't say enough how proud I am of everybody in the locker room.
Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy on the loss.
I don't think anybody saw this coming. I mean, you got to give Green Bay credit. They came in here hot, and yeah, we're hurting.
Team owner Jerry Jones.
The coaching to the players to what's around the corner on a personal basis, I'm floored.
The Packers face the 49ers on the road Saturday night, 7:15 in the divisional playoffs. NBA, the Bucks with a 144-143 win in overtime against the Sacramento Kings. Damian Lillard coming up with a huge three-point winning shot at the buzzer. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, cold temperatures as we drop to 8 below zero, wind chills 20 to 25 below. A few flurries on your Tuesday, highs near zero. Strong west winds keep those wind chills at 20 to 25 below. For Tuesday night, 3 below zero, high of 7 on Wednesday.
Currently 2 below zero.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightline with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who wears a bathing suit in the shower, Pete Schwabba.
Hello. Good evening, Wisconsin. I hope you're all doing well tonight. Thank you for being with me on this Monday night for Nightlight. Broadcasting live statewide all over our beautiful white snow-blanketed state where it is bitterly cold. And I cannot think of anything better under such circumstances than talking movies and TV on a Monday night from the City Deck Landing at our WGBW studios here at Civic Media. Great to have you with me. Let's do this. We got a lot to talk about. I don't know. This is a big, I think probably was a big binge watching weekend because there was so much snow, and assuming 75% of the populace probably pulled some type of muscle removing said snow, you probably watched your fair share of television this weekend. So that's a great opportunity. You guys can tell me what you've been watching. I watched quite a bit this weekend. I was stuck in Green Bay for 2 days, more or less. And I caught up quite a bit on various things. I watched Killers of the Flower Moon, Saltburn, the first episode of True Detective Season 4 with Jodie Foster, which was great, and a new spinoff of The Walking Dead. I watched the first episode of that. Negan and Lauren Conrad, Maggie, Negan and Maggie. Dead City, it's called, set in New York. So I had a busy indoor weekend, did some snow shoveling myself. And it was smart and stretched out beforehand. I hope nobody got hurt. I hope nobody overdid it or went out to shovel snow after a big meal. And now you got to bundle up. It's freezing. Conrad, you staying warm?
I am staying warm, man.
That's Conrad, folks. The lovely and talented Conrad. He is taking your texts and calls, assuming things don't go horribly south. He'll be here for the next 2 hours.
Yes, that's correct.
I like to make a joke about how you're just going to walk out on the show one day, Conrad. But
be careful. It might happen.
You got something else lined up I don't know about? Oh, man. He's got another show called Daylight with another host that he's all set for. So he'll be taking your calls and texts tonight. As I mentioned, my guests tonight are Mike Toomey. He is a very funny comedian who works in Wisconsin quite often. He's going to be joining me today because this is a very special day in the world of television. 50 years ago, is it 50 or 40? 26, 20, yeah, 50 years ago, Happy Days hit the airwaves. The TV show Happy Days, the iconic Happy Days, came on the air 50 years ago. And it started off, in my opinion, it's kind of a cool show. I liked it when I was a kid, and then something happened. And it went off the rails. And we'll talk about that with Mike Toomey. The phrase jump the shark comes from Happy Days. And Happy Days debuted on this day 50 years ago. So we'll talk about that with Mike at about 8:30. And then coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, movie expert and guru. Nobody watches more movies or works harder at the movie watching business than Jim Healy. He will be here in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about what Jim is watching, what I'm watching. I want to get Jim's opinions on all things movies. And that will be a good time. You know, if you guys ever have questions for my guests, I welcome texts about them. This happened last week. We had a couple questions. When John Gerda was here, we had someone text in a question, and John gracefully answered it. And we have, that is always an open door policy. So if you hear something you like in the conversation, don't hesitate to text or call and ask away. That's what we're here for. It's an open dialogue. So Mike Toomey and Jim Healy are my guests tonight. Should be a fun show. Tonight's question, what are you binge watching? Given the circumstances, snow and now ridiculous cold, this is prime TV watching weather. Over the holidays, that's like the spring training of TV and film watching, binge watching. Now, oh man, it is like opening day, baby. It is cold out. We got nothing better to do. There's sports on the weekends, sometimes during the week, but you got TV. What are you watching? Let us know. 920-264-0606. The best way to text, though, is on the Civic Media app. You just click a button right under the show and text away. So let us know. The other big releases today, it was just last year, The Last of Us on HBO dropped, as they say. I'm kind of lukewarm on that one. I thought it was okay. Didn't love it. Moonstruck, the film with Cher and Nicolas Cage, was released in 1988, and Varsity Blues, I want to say Varsity Blues is like 2000. Conrad, did you see Varsity Blues?
Yes, I have.
Seems like of your generation. What do you think?
It's a great movie. It's so funny.
Yeah. Is that like a kind of a cult classic with you?
Yeah, it would be. Yeah. In terms of like sports movies, definitely.
Sure. And is it quotable? Do you know all the lines, like when you're with your friends hanging out? Is that like your Caddyshack?
No, I like Caddyshack way better than Varsity Blues.
Oh, okay. All right. I have to see Varsity Blues. I've seen it in various sittings, so I've probably seen the whole movie, but you don't get that experience. I have to sit down and actually watch it because a lot of people rave about it. And before we go any further, happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. That's a big day for our country. Martin Luther King Day. We did not get the day off, Conrad. Many Wisconsinites complain that they don't have MLK Day off. But I guess the most important thing is we recognize Martin Luther King Jr. I'm sure he was a big fan of movies and TV, don't you think?
I'm sure he was.
Yeah, why wouldn't he be?
Exactly.
Probably watched like, the Andy Griffith Show or something. I don't know what was on probably in the 60s. It's also National Hat Day. I don't even know what to do with that. You have a favorite hat, Conrad?
I was wearing a hat when I came in, though. So
yeah,
I didn't even know it was National Hat Day.
You see,
it's just a golf company.
you need a day like that then. If you're so into hats, I guess they should have a day. But I had a big like I said, I watched the. If you guys were here last week, you know that one of my favorite shows, cop shows anyway, is True Detective. I love season one. I really liked season three. Season two, I didn't care for it. Last night, Jodie Foster is the star of the new True Detective. It takes place in Alaska, a much different aesthetic than shooting in the bayou and Louisiana and Florida, like season one or even season three with Mahershala Ali and Stephen Dorff was like, I'm totally blanking. I want to say it was like Georgia, though. Anyway, this is a much different feel, Alaska, and there's some creepiness to it, a little supernatural to it. I like the first episode. Obviously, I'm going to stick with it. I would anyway. But it's promising. I also watched, I caught up on Reacher. I'm watching an episode a week. There's no way to watch TV if you love TV. So I have to watch every week a new one comes out. I'm like a sucker from like 1986 again now. They teased us with all this streaming and dropping 8 episodes at a time. And now we have to wait like suckers again every week. And they're even sneaking ads in there. It's a big scam. And movies, I finally watched Killers of the Flower Moon. I'm anxious to talk about that with Jim Healy and the movie Saltburn, which is one of the weirdest movies I have seen in a long time. So I will talk about that with Jim as well. But I want to tease Hey, Conrad, let's do the commercials. This is Drew Brees' birthday, which I frankly don't really care that much about. He's a fine quarterback, but I could not, you know, what is he, 45? Big deal. He's a young man, a rich man, and seemingly a nice man. And he made a commercial a few years ago, right? Was it like four or five years ago?
Yeah, it was a Super Bowl commercial with One Direction.
Oh, One Direction. Okay, that's right. So if you have listened to the show, you know that we're kind of fans of a Subway ad for all the wrong reasons.
Yes.
That Russell Wilson did. It is what it is. So I thought this would be interesting. You could also text in and let us know your opinion on this too. Let's play the Drew Brees commercial and then the Russell Wilson commercial, and you guys can text in and Conrad and I will have a discussion on what we think is a worse ad. All right, why don't you play? Will you pick, Conrad? You play the whatever one you want first.
Come on, kid. I'm Drew Brees.
And I'm Harry.
Who?
From One Direction. Platinum album.
Dudes, won the Super Bowl.
On the cover.
MVP.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
If you give him the Pepsi, you can be in the band.
Really? And live while we're young.
Okay. I already know what the winner's going to be. That wasn't bad. Like, Drew Brees, kind of funny, back and forth. It seems to be sort of checkmate, or maybe Drew Brees wins because he's got an entire city behind him, not just 12-year-old girls like One Direction does. But then they offer him a spot in the band, and game over. He wants to be in a boy band. That's cute. All right, now play the Russell Wilson one.
Hey, you want to split this Subway sandwich?
He's just talking to the camera.
It is my signature sandwich. It's called the Danger Witch, and it's dangerously good. Be careful, though. It's spicy.
You ever done anything dangerous? Oh, jeez. That is dangerous. I've done something like that, too.
I won't tell anybody.
Did this air like this?
Never mind.
It wasn't on actual TV. Anyways, it was like Instagram, Facebook ad.
Okay.
It's only in the vault. That's our little secret.
So bad. It's just Russell Wilson talking to the camera, riffing with a sub. So, Conrad, what do you think?
If we're going for a better one, it's definitely the Drew Brees one.
Yeah. You know what? And it's not even really a contest. That's a kind of a good ad. I actually, the more I think about it, the more I think it's a pretty decent ad.
Yeah.
So, we'll give that one to Drew Brees. Drew Brees is a better actor than Russell Wilson. And I don't know what else to say about that. It's pretty bad. Are you a One Direction fan, Conrad?
I mean, if the music is on, I won't turn it off.
Just admit it.
Okay, fine. I'm. What are they called?
They're a boy band.
No, I'm a One Directioner. What are their fans called?
I don't know. I don't own any of their material, but I find them, you know, when they're on commercials and when they perform, when they're on TV, I won't turn the channel. I'll check it out to stay current, you know? And then I wanted to say, we have to go to a break soon, but you said something about Bar Rescue last week, and we never got to it. I thought this was funny. Some of the producers from the show Bar Rescue reached out to some Milwaukee bars, was it?
Yeah, a bar called Drink Wisconsinably.
Drink Wisconsin. And what did they say to the producers of Bar Rescue?
They said, we don't need your help.
That's Wisconsin, ladies and gentlemen. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Get your tickets now for MJ the Illusion. It's not just a Michael Jackson tribute show. It's a true King of Pop concert experience featuring live vocals by Michael Knight, along with his team of world-class dancers. From the lights, costumes, music, and choreography, this show is a must-see for any fans of Michael Jackson. One night only, Thursday, January 25th, 7:30 p.m. in Wisconsin Rapids. Learn more at savorthearts.com. Let us entertain you.
Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol salutes the work of Martin Luther King Jr. as we celebrate his accomplishments in civil rights, his leadership in fighting injustice through peaceful protest, the March on Washington, the Montgomery bus boycott, the Civil Rights and Voting Rights Acts, and more. He led the way for millions to work towards achieving equality. This week, join Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol in recognizing Dr. King's accomplishments and contributions with Civic Media.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back. Broadcasting live from the City Deck Landing in beautiful downtown Green Bay on Martin Luther King Jr. Day here from the WGBW studios. So it's the Emmys tonight. Before we get into the Emmys, Conrad, did you watch anything this weekend? What are you watching?
With the snow, I had to stay inside. And one of the shows that it just came out, it's the Ted show from Seth MacFarlane.
And that's a show.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a movie. Okay.
Well, they do have two movies out, but
no, I know they have movies, but yeah. I thought this one was a movie too.
Yeah, so it's a show, and okay. It's a prequel to the first, like, Ted, and it's when both of them are in high school and just them going through high school stuff. It's super funny, a little raunchy, but it's really funny.
What is that on?
Where can that's on that? Peacock.
And Peacock lets them go raunchy?
Yes.
Nice. I got a texter here that says, binge watching White Lotus season 2. I've not seen season 2. I've seen season 1. And I liked it. It was strange and hypnotic and weird. And it ended really strange. I will get around to season 2, but thank you for weighing in. That's from the 715. I got to check out the Ted show. I've not seen it. You said you saw something else before. Was it
Kevin
Hart?
Yeah, so it's called Lift, and it's on Netflix, and Kevin Hart is an art thief, and he has a whole team behind him, but now he needs help from the Italian police, and I'll just leave it at that. It's a really good movie. I enjoyed it, so.
Let's see what that got. What is that called?
It's called Lift.
L-I-F-T?
Yes.
I'm going to look that up right now as we speak on Rotten Tomatoes, and then I'm going to tell you what I watched. Okay, not a great rating, but I bet you the audience. Ooh, you know what? I was just about to say it didn't get a great Rotten Tomatoes score, but it got 4% higher than a film I wrote that's on Rotten Tomatoes called A Guy Thing. So this crushed. I do like Kevin Hart. I haven't seen a ton of his stuff, but I will definitely check out Ted the TV show. Like I said, I watched Saltburn over the weekend. It's a story about a kid who goes to Oxford. He's a bit of a kind of an outcast, not a rich kid. He befriends a rich kid. The rich kid takes the main character back to his home for the summer called Saltburn. It's a Saltburn estate in Great Britain. And wow, one crazy thing after another happens, and it goes dark and weird. And I just heard the controversy, so I had to watch it. And I have to say, I liked it for what it was, but no desire ever to see it again. But if you like kind of weird and dark, and it went somewhere I didn't. And this is what I love, too. I didn't read anything about it. So I just watched it. And it went somewhere I was not expecting. And I love when that happens. That's why, if I can, it's hard to avoid reviews or websites like IMDb. I'm on there a lot, or Rotten Tomatoes, because, you know, they're all over the place. But I knew very little about Saltburn, so that's all I'll say about it. But I did finally watch Killers of the Flower Moon, 3.5 hours, and really liked it. I did not like The Irishman, Martin Scorsese's last outing, which was also, I think, 3 hours plus, with Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci. It was okay. It's not like I didn't like it, but I didn't think it needed to be that long. I thought it was very slow. Killers of the Flower Moon is based on a true story, which I just found out recently, and therefore I was just kind of with it the whole time. It was good. I don't know about Best Picture good, but it was good. And What else did I watch? Oh, True Detective. And then I watched the first episode of Negan and Maggie, City of Death? I wrote it down. Now I can't find it. It's a Walking Dead, yet another Walking Dead spinoff. This is set in New York. Maggie's son has been kidnapped by one of Negan's old gang members. And she needs Negan's help to get him back. Negan, of course, for those of you that watch The Walking Dead, spoiler alert, killed Maggie's husband gruesomely. I kind of stopped watching after that. It was very difficult to watch. And I liked the show a lot when it first came out. But it was okay. I like the setting of New York. I like seeing New York. It had kind of an I Am Legend feel with Will Smith, that Will Smith film that's about 12 years old when he was in a post-apocalyptic New York with his dog. And you see deer like running around Manhattan and leaves and grass overgrown over cars and buildings. Has kind of a cool feel. If you're in a post-apocalyptic kind of mood, I recommend it. I thought it was kind of cool. And if you haven't seen I Am Legend, that's a really creepy movie. Hey, Conrad, Mike Toomey is going to be joining us in a few minutes. He's going to talk about Happy Days and a host of other things. He's a TV personality in Chicago. He works Wisconsin a lot as a stand-up comedian. Every year he does a show called, I don't know what it's called, but his other show, I know what this is called, TV and Me, a great show that Mike put together because he's such a fan of TV. So I thought when I saw that Happy Days dropped 50 years ago today, I thought I got to have Mike on to talk about this because he has some funny takes on Happy Days, a show I held very dear because I was a little younger than Mike, but he had already kind of moved on from it. The first time we talked about it, was just kind of laughing at me because he thought Fonzie was lame. And I thought Fonzie was still kind of cool in the mid-90s. So we'll talk about that with Mike. But hey, do we have that clip with... this is for those of you who didn't watch Happy Days, who are a little bit younger than me. Fonzie could do anything. He could hit a jukebox and the song he wanted would come on. His hair was always perfect. He'd snap his fingers and girls would come running to dance with him. And he'd have his choice of girls at Arnold's restaurant. Set in Milwaukee, by the way, for those of you that really don't know Happy Days. And this is Fonzie trying to get some shut-eye outside a house. He's sleeping outside. So you got to picture Fonzie in a sleeping bag and then all this exterior noise happening around him while he's trying to sleep. All right. Go ahead, Conrad. Fonzie in a sleeping bag. Very irritated. Just wants to get some sleep.
Cool it!
That's all he had to say was cool it. And whatever species was giving him a hard time would stop. That's the kind of control, that's the power Fonzie had. He had a leather jacket, tight jeans. We'll talk about all of that with Mike Toomey. That's coming up. And then Jim Healy in the second hour talking movies. The Emmys are happening as we speak. I was going to discuss those. I don't know if we'll have time, but maybe we'll talk about those tomorrow and see who won. See if any of your favorite TV shows won. Our question of the night, given the weather, snow and or freezing cold, what show have you been binge watching? Please share with us. We'd love to hear from you. I will be right back with Mike Toomey on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News special report just in. CBS News projects Donald Trump wins the Iowa caucuses, the first contest of the 2024 presidential nomination. Republicans have been meeting for about a half hour now. CBS's Matt Piper in Des Moines.
Based on entrance polling, immigration is the top issue for GOP caucus goers, followed by the economy. Throughout the campaign, immigration and the economy have been top concerns for Republicans in Iowa, as well as nationwide. And CBS News says the state caucus leans Trump based on these entrance polls.
CBS's Major Garrett says supporters of former President Trump are eager to make a statement tonight.
Wanting to show up, especially on a night tonight when the temperatures are so low, to aggressively send a signal, we're not just with him, we are really, really with him.
The two candidates closest in the polls to Trump, Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis, were stumping for last-minute votes in a very chilly Iowa earlier today. CBS News Special Report, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has seven sets of proposed maps to consider as new boundaries for legislative districts are to be put in place by mid-March. They come from the governor and from Republicans, Democrats, college professors, and partisan law firms. The High Court ordered new maps in a landmark ruling in December. Public health experts say misinformation is contributing to a dangerous decline in vaccination rates in Wisconsin. Dr. Monica Wang is with Boston University's School of Public Health. She says lies about vaccines spread faster than the truth.
Health misinformation spread can erode trust in healthcare systems. It can lead to people delaying when they go to a doctor to seek help.
At the same time, cases of COVID, flu, and RSV are on the rise in Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on locally grown radio.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, cold temperatures as we drop to 8 below zero, wind chills 20 to 25 below. A few flurries on your Tuesday, highs near zero. Strong west winds keep those wind chills at 20 to 25 below. For Tuesday night, 3 below zero, high of 7 on Wednesday.
Currently 2 below zero.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, WFHR.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Coming smash
biography. This was my biography. Author?
Welcome back. It's Emmy night. The Emmys are happening right as we speak, folks. I know you're excited. Once I stood stone like at midnight. That was a really long fade, Conrad. You were really easing into that, weren't you?
I was waiting for the song to come on.
I just wanted to get a little some lyrics there before we cut it off.
Yeah.
The Emmys are happening tonight. There's all kinds of shows dropping. But it doesn't matter because we are here tonight. We're going to talk about it all. And I'm going to talk about it all with a good friend of mine who is joining me right now. He's a comedian. He's a morning personality on WGN TV in Chicago. He works a lot. Mike, what is the name of your Christmas show you do here in Wisconsin every year?
Oh, we just call it the Mike Toomey Christmas Special, Pete. And it pays tribute to the Christmas specials of years gone by.
Why couldn't it? That's like the easiest title in the world. And for some reason, it slipped my mind. Mike Toomey, no, named it after yourself.
Sometimes it's the easiest ones that we find harder to remember.
You're too kind. Welcome to Nightlight. It's great to have you here, buddy.
It is great to be with you.
Hey, how much snow did you guys get?
Well, you know what? Because the area is so big, like there are parts of Chicago that got like, you know, a foot of snow and parts of Chicagoland that got, you know, half that. I'd say we got 6 inches.
Oh, that's nothing. I don't even get out of bed for that kind of snow, Mike.
Hey, listen, when we were kids, that was nothing.
Don't you love people's? It's like they're like masochists. When I was a kid, we didn't have those video games. No, you had different video games that were just as time consuming. They just weren't as sophisticated.
We would go outside and play with a rock and a stick. It was fun.
So, Mike, have you been watching a lot of TV or movies?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, my wife and I, we'll like binge something. We'll pick one show. And then, oh, we've never seen this. We'll watch every episode of it in like 3 days. And then we'll like, now what are we going to do?
Isn't that crazy? All right. So we'll talk about that in a minute. First, the biggest reason I wanted to have you on tonight, I think you know why. 50 years ago today, a very special television program hit the airwaves of America. Do you know what I'm speaking of?
Yeah, you know, originally I thought it was 51 years, but I was not exactly right.
Fonzie could never admit when he was wrong. What's the deal with that? He was on his own since he was 6 years old. He can't be expected to know everything, right?
Right. So he just thought I was not exactly right.
It's easier to say than admit he was wrong. All right, let's have a Happy Days discussion because I remember the first time you and I talked about this. We were going to some comedy club, working the road together.
Yeah.
And I had very fond memories of Happy Days, and you kind of shot me down. And, you know, I felt I'm not saying you were a bully, but you kind of like, I cried during the last Happy Days when Richie had moved to Hollywood to become a screenwriter and they were playing the Elvis tune. And now what I failed to remember was I didn't watch Happy Days after like 1978. So there was a lot of bad Happy Days after that. But you kind of shot me down. You said it's like one of the worst shows ever or something like that.
No, but you know what? It was one of the best shows ever. At the beginning, and I remember being so mad as a kid because I would wait on Tuesday if like the president had to come on to speak. I'm like, why would he pick Tuesday? Like, seriously, I'm not saying this isn't important, but you know what? Can't we cut into something else?
Yeah, right. Wait for Cagney and Lacey to come on or Starsky and Hutch or something.
You know, nobody cares about Cagney and Lacey.
Right, exactly. But people want to watch Happy Days. And I agree, like, when I was looking for clips for tonight, we'll discuss a couple of them in a minute, but Fonzie, when he started out, he had that like, a white, almost looked like a fishing jacket. It wasn't a leather jacket. It looked kind of cool. And he didn't have the little paunch that he developed as the show went on, you know?
No, he had like a canvas windbreaker type of jacket. Yeah. And the idea was when Gary Marshall created the show, he wanted the leather jacket. He was a biker. He was a biker with a leather jacket. And they said, no, he's going to look too much like a hood. We don't want a character like that on this show. That's what the network told Gary Marshall. And after only a few episodes, they went, no, you're right. He should be wearing a leather jacket.
So that was weird, too. Like, one or the other. You know what I mean? Like, who cares if he's wearing a leather jacket? But why switch five episodes into the show? That didn't make any sense to me either.
Yeah. For whatever reason, it was sort of like, okay, let's see what he looks like with this canvas jacket. And then he kept saying, see, it doesn't fit the part. And then the network finally said, yeah, okay, you can go with the leather.
Now, you realize I'm doing this show. We're on in Wisconsin. That is the home to Happy Days, the Cunninghams, sure. Arthur Fonzarelli, Ralph and Posse. Have you seen the Fonzie statue in Milwaukee?
Not in person. Seen several pictures of it, but yeah. I've yet to visit the statue.
That's like Milwaukee's answer to the Rocky statue.
Exactly.
A fictional character, you know.
Right.
I think it would have been cool if they had a Ralph Malf statue up in Milwaukee. He was just as much a Milwaukeean as Fonzie was, but I don't know. So why do you think they made here's what this made me laugh. And you know, I've got lots of Italian friends, lots of Jewish friends, but at some point in the show, Arthur Fonzarelli, they learned that he was half Jewish. His grandma, he would always talk about his grandma Nussbaum.
Grandma Nussbaum. Yeah.
What a weird thing to incorporate. You know, I just didn't understand that. There's probably a biography about the show that we could read.
And Grandma Nussbaum, remember, she used to call Fonzie Skippy.
Yeah, he hated that.
Yeah, no, he didn't like, he didn't want anybody to hear that.
Skippy Nussbaum. Nobody's going to be scared of Skippy Nussbaum. Not Bag, not the other guy, Michael Lembeck and the Thunderbirds or whatever the name was.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, the Malachi brothers.
The Malachi brothers, right.
And when he made him do, he made the bells didn't work on the pinball machine. And he made Richie go, bing, bong, bong, bing, bong.
Oh, my God. See, you do know Happy Days. You shot me down, Mike. One of my comedy idols, who I finally had a chance to work with, and you just, like, kind of emasculated me on my Happy Days, my love for Happy Days. But you know the show.
No, I think I just shot you down over the last couple of seasons. You know, like the jumping the shark, that phrase was invented because Fonzie jumped a shark.
Right.
He's on water skis, and he jumped over a shark, and then he had a battle with the devil, and, you know, it's just after a while, you're right. Okay, it was okay when he was just a cool guy with a bike and a leather jacket, but towards the end there.
He couldn't leave it alone.
Yeah, like I used to do a joke where it was like he'd save the universe, like Mr. C would come in and go, Fonzie, the earth is rotating the wrong way. Can you help us? Hey, Mr. C, I just ride my bike backwards real fast. Hey.
Fonzie,
the polar ice caps are melting.
My guest is Mike Toomey. He's a comedian, and check out his yearly Christmas special, the Mike Toomey Christmas special. And are you doing TV and Me anymore?
I really don't do that anymore, Pete. I haven't closed the door entirely, okay. But I'm kind of working on some other things. But I always did love that because it's totally in the vibe of the conversation we're having right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, and I think people like anybody over 30 would love, you know, if you did that again. It's just like it's such a great show. You mentioned that jumping the shark, and I promise we'll get away from Happy Days at some point. But
No. Hey, I'm enjoying Happy Days.
So I hear people say jump the shark that are young. Conrad, you remember the phrase jump the shark?
I do not.
He did see that? He's 23. He's a very smart kid. 24?
24, yeah.
24. Conrad with a K, very smart kid. But he doesn't know, and no one would know, but a lot of people who are younger have heard of the phrase jump the shark. And they don't know where it came from. You're right. Fonzie, they went to California because Richie wanted to be a screenwriter. And all these tough surfers surround. And this is one of my favorite lines from Happy Days ever. They found out that Richie, Ralph, and Potsy were from Wisconsin. And one of the surfer hoods said, oh, a couple farm boys, huh? And Fonzie said, he always started the phrase with this. He always said, let me tell you something. Like he was kind of like Rodney Dangerfield. He goes, tell you something. It's a good thing I'm not a farm boy, because if I was, I'd rotate your crops. Like, it is such bad dialogue. And then he went and actually, he beat one of the surfers. He outperformed, right? Or, oh, no, the surfer was too chicken to jump the shark.
But he beat him. He beat the champion, the guy who was born and raised in California, you know, grew up surfing, and the guy from Milwaukee with the leather jacket and boots.
On the skis,
too.
So funny.
But here's the funny part. Henry Winkler was a very good water skier, and that's why that was created. They wrote it into that because he loved water skiing. It's very good. And if you look on that episode, you can see it's him doing it, except the part where he's going over the shark. He's like, whoa, I'll do everything else, but I ain't jumping over the shark.
Let me tell you something. But I'm not jumping over no shark.
But you look closely, you'll see that it's his face. It's Henry Winkler.
It's funny. When I was watching that clip before, I thought, oh, that is Henry Winkler. I had no idea. But can't you like send them to like an inland lake in Wisconsin to water ski? That's a little more believable. And what's even crazier is Richie's driving the boat. It's like a wooden boat on the Pacific Ocean. And he's yelling to Fonzie, like Fonzie can actually hear him.
Just let him do it. Let Richie. He trusts.
Gosh.
Just let him drive the boat.
Oh, it's so funny. That was great. So anyway, that is where, ladies and gentlemen, the phrase jump the shark came from. The show was released on this day in 1974. Happy Days is 50 years old today. What other shows did you talk about, Mike, and TV and me?
Can I talk about Happy Days a little bit more, if you don't mind?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. 11 seasons, right?
Yeah.
And where you and I say, where you said I kind of like trashed you on it, it's only because I'm talking about the last, maybe the last half of the season, of the seasons. The show debuted, it piloted on Love American Style as a little short. Do you remember that?
Oh, I think I heard this. Yeah. No, I don't remember it, but I do think I heard this or read it somewhere.
And Harold Gould was Howard Cunningham. Harold Gould was, he was a character actor. He played Rhoda's dad in Rhoda. He had like a white mustache. He was Howard. So when they picked it up and said they wanted to put the show on the air, he was not available. He was doing another project. So they hired Tom Bosley to be Howard Cunningham.
That's
great. Now, here's another fact.
Okay.
Towards the end of the show, remember, like, Ronnie Howard and Donnie Most left the show. Like, Ronnie Howard left the show.
Yeah. Okay.
But they kept going. So, do you remember who they brought in to replace Richie on Happy Days?
I don't, no.
They brought in the man who is pretty much the kiss of death to any failing show, and that's Ted McGinley.
Ted McGinley!
Remember Ted McGinley from Revenge of the Nerds?
Yes.
Because he came in when Steve left Married with Children, he became the new next door neighbor.
Oh, man.
When the Love Boat was a sinking ship, they brought him in to be the photographer.
That's right. And then he was on Married with Children, right?
Yeah. He took the place of the next door neighbor, to Steve.
Oh, my gosh. That's right. That's when so
Steve
funny.
And Marcy split up and her new boyfriend, her husband, was Ted McGinley. Anytime the show's on the way out, let's really kill it. Let's bring in McGinley. He's like that baseball team, the closer, where you're like, why are they bringing this guy in?
You know, he's going to give up a home run. He's going to give up a walk-off.
But it's like, we know we're going to lose anyway. It's kind of like that. We're going to lose anyway. Let's just let McGinley get some innings.
Okay, you just said, all right, here's a trivia question for you, Mike. They jumped the shark. Can you tell me what season that was or what year? If you don't know, just take a guess.
Show came on in 74.
Right.
It went 11 seasons.
Yep.
I'm going to say that happened around season 7. So
you're 80? Close. It was season 5.
Okay.
That's very early to jump a shark.
It is.
To be the actual first shark jumping show.
But you know what? It was like it was starting to happen already. Because if you remember, they were very authentic.
Yeah.
Starting in 74, supposed to have taken place around 56. Because you remember they did an episode where Eisenhower was running for re-election.
Hey, Mike, hold that thought, okay? Can you hold that thought for one second? We will continue with a little more Happy Days talk. I'm talking with Mike Toomey. We'll be right back with Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them.
See what I did there, Mike?
Pearly white.
Yeah, I love it.
Welcome back to Nightlight. Mike Toomey's my guest. He's a comedian who works Wisconsin frequently, and we are talking about Happy Days, which dropped 50 years ago today, and that is the originator of the phrase jump the shark. I kind of cut you off, Mike, and I apologize. We had to go to a break. You were talking about, still talking about Happy Days.
About Eisenhower. Okay.
That's right.
When the show first came on, it was around 56, because there was an episode where Eisenhower was running for re-election, but Richie had a crush on a girl who was really, really supportive of Allie Stevenson. So Richie became supporter, and Howard was a Eisenhower supporter, and they went to the rally, and Fonzie gave the speech for Eisenhower. He goes, I like Ike. My bike likes Ike. My bike likes Ike. And then it was Richie knew it was over. He knew that Stevenson wasn't going to win. but here's where I'm going with this. It was a very authentic visit to the 50s that took place in the 70s, very nostalgic. But as the show got older, it didn't move according to time. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, when the show was 10 years old, it should have been 1966. But like Chachi had like feathered hair from the 80s. And like nothing mattered anymore. Everything was totally out the window.
Shark's tooth necklace, yeah.
Yeah, like Marion had a 80s haircut. They were just like, we don't care anymore. Who cares?
We're still selling ads. Just keep it.
Right. Ted McGinley is here. Do we have to be authentic? Ted McGinley is here. They'll see him and they'll say, we're not following the timeline anymore.
So people voted for Ike because Fonzie's bike liked Ike.
My bike likes Ike.
So I got a quick Happy Days quiz for you, Mike. Shortcake, sure. Pinky Tuscadero, or Leather Tuscadero? Who are you going with?
Well, Shortcake is Joni.
Right.
Pinky Tuscadero was a whack job. So I guess I go Leather.
Okay. I'm with you there. I like the pink as opposed to the leather for Pinky.
But do you know why Fonzie initially didn't like Leather?
No.
Because one time she glommed his wallet.
Wait, glommed? What does that mean? Stole?
It's one of those. The Happy Days is also famous for making up phrases and words that
like sit on it.
Sit on it. The wah wah wah.
Right.
You know, he's still Potsy. but apparently, oh, and nerd was coined on that show.
But, no way.
Believe so.
Wow.
That's the first time I ever heard it. I could be wrong. But
me too, but I didn't think it. Wow, that's...
Yeah.
No kidding.
But Fonzie, who was, you know, Pinky Tuscadero was Fonzie's girlfriend, and when Leather showed up, he was still, you know, harboring, you know, resentment because she glommed his wallet.
Well, that's understandable.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay, so what do you think happened to Chuck, Richie's older brother, who was on like two episodes and just disappeared?
You know what's funny? He was on just a handful of episodes, but there were two actors who played Chuck.
Oh, two different guys. Terrible.
And in that pilot that I mentioned, I Love American Style, there was a different guy playing Chuck and Bass. So they just went, forget it. He never
existed. It's not working.
Because at the end, that final episode that you talked about where you cried,
yeah,
Howard Cunningham said, you know, here's a Midwestern family with two kids. It's like, wow, you're not even acknowledging that he was even a part of it ever.
They gave Chuck up for adoption when he was like 21.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Who would you rather tell? Who would you rather pal around with, Potsy or Ralph?
Oh, Ralph.
Yeah.
Ralph is fun.
Right. Potsy. Well, although you'd be cooler than Potsy.
But, yeah. Let me tell you something funny about Donnie Most. He's been on our show a couple times.
Oh, really?
And you know how certain actors, please don't talk about me being Ralph Malph or whatever character they play. He was the complete opposite of that. I would tell him, like, I would say, I was watching an episode of Happy Days, and the guy who broke into Richie's house said to Ralph, now, come on, do I look like a burglar to you? Do you remember what you said? And he goes, yeah, maybe a little around the eyes.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Oh, that's great.
So, I was quizzing him with Ralph Malph lines, and he was up to the task.
That's so cool. I love hearing stories like that. So my next question was, who would you rather tell to sit on it, Ralph or Potsy? I assume that would be Potsy. Potsy probably was told that the most throughout the course of the show. One more Happy Days question. Who is your favorite, or what was your favorite Happy Days spinoff?
I think the only true Happy Day spinoff is Laverne and Shirley. You know, they will tell you that Blansky's Beauties was a Happy Day spinoff, and they will tell you that Mork and Mindy was a Happy Day spinoff. But those characters were just introduced on Happy Days because it was such a popular show to make you aware that the new show was coming.
Well, that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, because Laverne and Shirley,
that's pretty
there
shameless.
Was no plan of making a show out of those two. They just came in an episode of Happy Days. And people went, hey, they're pretty good. We should give them a show.
Yeah, but what about Joni Loves Chachi? I mean, that's a bona fide spin.
Oh, yeah, that is. But should we even talk about that?
Probably not. It was such a bad show. All right, so, Mike, where can people see you? You got a website?
Well, I'm on all the social platforms, Twitter or X, I guess you call it now. And Facebook. If you just type me in, you can find me there. And I'm constantly updating the Facebook pages. There's a regular page for me and a fan page for me. And I put all the dates that are coming on there, at least, or the more current ones.
That's so great. And then what? Okay. So you have the show TV and Me, which is such a great show. Can you hang for one more small segment? I know you got to get to bed because you get up early. Can I keep you for 3 or 4 minutes past a break?
Sure.
Okay. We have about a minute till the break. What are your favorite shows? Like TV and Me, you know TV. What are your favorite shows aside from Happy Days, the early days?
Well, you know, I would begin that show by talking about like all the Saturday morning shows and the cartoons and how they lasted forever and some of them transcended generations. Like I talk about Scooby-Doo, how that's kind of a generational show.
Right.
Because the two perspectives you have, you watch it as a kid, like that show came out in 69, I was 6 years old, you know, and it lasted long enough, different iterations of the show that my kids watched it.
Oh, that's
and
crazy.
The thought there was that you watch it as a kid, you're glued to it saying stuff like, you know, God, I hope Velma finds her glasses, you know, and then you're a parent watching it over the shoulder of your kids and you're like, Shaggy did so much dope, like that guy. Like reeked of pot, like you know that green shirt just smelled like complete weed.
All right, we're gonna elaborate on that too when we come back. Mike Toomey's here. He's gonna stick around for a few more minutes, and we got to get him to bed. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News.